Good evening, everyone. My name is Turk Akbar. It is December 4th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This is an ASAP call. It's put together for Letter Going Inner Circle students. This is twice a month we make these calls, first and third Monday of each month. My name is Turk Akbar. I'm the founder of Total Self-Help, Subliminal Coaching, and Different Things. My specialty and my expertise is in human development, brain science, and building new habits. Give me 1 second. We have some people coming in. I'm going to mute you guys. Mute. You guys are muted. One of you had some sort of a game show in the background, so I wanted to make sure that we don't all win at the same time. This month, a couple times a month we make these calls. Last time we suggested maybe creating this one for goal-setting workshop to get you guys ready for 2018 goals. My specialty is in human development, brain, and why we do things, how we do things, human psychology, and I'm interested in fast, big growth, not little bit stuff. I like getting big solutions. So I wanted to kind of get you guys ready for 2018 because it's usually this time of the year. It becomes a blur kind of with the crappy weather, crappy family, crappy gifts, a lot of people, good stuff. Before you know it, boom, it's January and we have a hangover. And then it takes about 2 weeks, and then before you know it, it's like January is gone, and like, oh, crap, I didn't do my New Year resolution, and then before we know it, we're kind of floating again. So that's what we don't want. So I have a different approach to, I don't know if it's a different approach to goal setting, but over the years, I changed my style. Many years ago, when I was following Tony Robbins and Brian Tracy and those guys, I would do what we call backtracking. So I would say, okay, I want to earn $100,000 this year. For that, what do I need to do each month? And for that, what do I need to do each week? And then it would just kind of give me a task list. That kind of worked in the old days, but of course, as I learn more, as I study more, as I practice more, I thought that there are actually better or easier ways of doing it. However, for any goal setting, goal setting itself is kind of irrelevant, right? Because you can set all the goals you want, but if you don't get them, what's the point? So it's kind of a two-pronged approach. So today we're going to talk about goal setting. In 2 weeks, we're going to talk about goal getting. And so we're going to come up with an action plan close to Christmas. So here we go. When I'm doing goal, I can start with boring cliches for you guys if you want. You know, goal without a deadline is a dream. Or if you're not working for your goals, you're working for some other people's goals. But I'm assuming that you already have enough of these things in your brain that, you know, you don't need me to regurgitate what you already know. Let's go for some of the stuff that's moving forward about goal setting. For me, I look at my life. So you want to think in terms of this. Although your call comes here as a real estate investor, you are much more than a real estate investor. Real estate investing is what you do for money. But you're a lot more complex than that. You have more needs than just money. In fact, the reason that you wanted to become a real estate investor is presumably because you want to be wealthy, and presumably you already know that you can't take the money with you, that you're going to die anyway, so you want to do something with your money. So these are all goals, right? Did you see what just happened? It sounds like a bunch of words, but they were all kind of goals. So goals for us are targets, the things that we're trying to achieve. But at the end of it, you already know that you're not going to get to, or we know that we're not going to get to all our goals. Our lives are going to be, end quicker than we want it to, right? Because each goal that we achieve, we have a new vantage point, and therefore we're going to want more. So if you are in the belief system that I used to be a few years back, that there is a certain goal that you're going to reach and then you're going to stop, that just is not a reality. Because even if you're a millionaire, right, you're going to do stuff. You want to grow the money, or you're going to start giving to charity, or you're going to do this, you're going to do that. So don't think in your mind that there is a number that you're going to reach at that moment, that all of a sudden the seas will part and then you don't have to do anything more. It's not that you don't want to do, you won't have to, but you will want to. So for us, when we say goals, think of it like stops on a road trip, right? When I'm analyzing my goals, when I'm thinking in my life, when I'm thinking in life as a general, I categorize things that fall into my life in four categories. So these four areas of life that are collectively makes the entire life. One is the physical environment. So this is about the clothes that I'm wearing, the house that I'm in, you know, how I, you know, where in town I live. Do I have my stuff? Do I eat the good stuff? Do I like my hair and things like that? Two is health and emotional balance. So that's my physical apparatus, you know, the temple, as well as my emotional balance. Because what good is if you have shit ton of money in the bank and you're sick as a dog, or that you have a hole in your soul, you're not emotional well, and you're drinking or you're snorting or you're popping pills to ease the numbness, right? So when we're talking about becoming who we are, when we're talking about making money, we want it to be with our own intentions. So second part of life for me, or second category, is health and emotional balance. Third chunk is money. This is all money-related stuff, retirement account, how much money I make, how I spend money, and things like that. And the fourth is relationships. And this is interhuman relationships, you know, whether it be husband, wife, son, daughter, brother, you know, churchgoer, bishop, you name it. We're talking about relationships as a whole. So four areas of life, physical and environment, health, two, health and emotional well-being, three, money, four, relationships. So when I think in terms of these four areas of my life, when I say, okay, when these are each individually in a good place, everything else will fall into space, right? And I'm a believer of using my brain. It's always a good thing. It really is a very sophisticated machine. And once you train it the right way to think for you, it thinks for you. It's designed for that. So I like to put my brain in autopilot on these things. And best way to put my brain in autopilot in these things is really have some easy to recognize roadmap or mile markers, right? So let's use the road analogy. Let's say the life that you're living right now is from birth to death, right? And we're kind of in a spot somewhere in the middle. Let's say that a road trip from LA to New York, right? It's about 3,700 miles. So when you leave LA, heading towards New York, you're not in New York yet. New York is the goal, the final destination. Once you live in LA, that's a long way. You're going to cross Arizona, you're going to cross, you know, the entire nation. If you're not aware of your goals, if you haven't set your goal, and if you haven't kind of categorized your life in these areas where you're kind of checking to make sure you're heading in the right direction, you can end up in the wrong place, one. Two, if you're in Arizona, you could just turn around and call yourself a failure and say, holy crap, I'm supposed to be in New York right now, but I'm not in New York. Well, crap, I'm not in LA either. So I'm pretty lost. I don't know where I'm going, and I'm just going to go back to where I am, which is LA. But that's not a really true statement. You're actually heading towards, you know, New York from LA. So yes, maybe you haven't arrived there yet. But if you know that you're heading in the right direction, it's going to actually help you get there in a more peaceful manner. So sticking to this road analogy, how we do the oh, hang on, let me check to make sure I'm recording this. I'm sorry, I'm going to pause because I'm notoriously forgetting. Because I was recording. Okay, back to. So back to the road analogy. So when we're thinking in terms of like a GPS, to get to where you want to go, first thing you want to know is where you are, right? So to set a proper goal setting, yes, you're going to get to, I want to earn $1 million in the next 12 months. But where are you right now? Are you in debt? Or you can't hang on to the money? Or, you know, you're making a lot of money, what you're doing? So the best thing to do is first figure out where you are. So once you divide these four areas, physical, environment, health, emotional well-being, money and relationships, and then I think in terms of some questions that I ask to myself. So think in these terms yourself. You don't, and I can, if you send me an email after the call, I'll send you a copy of this. I actually have a questionnaire that I call self-inventory that's kind of helpful. But I'll give you some ideas, and then you can just jot these down, and then when you're done, you can think in terms of. So when I'm thinking in terms of my physical environment, I ask these questions when I'm starting. This is a list. And the reason that I have it in a list myself is I kind of want to look at it and I keep score of it over the months. But here are some questions that you want to ask yourself. These are kind of a self-inventory, where you are today, right? Physical environment. Let's go over. One, my personal files, papers, and receipts are organized. So this is an either yes or a no question, right? Not maybe. They're either organized, and if they're not fully organized, guess what? I don't get a point for that. Two, my car, and this is your car, when I say my car, your car is in excellent condition, meaning it doesn't need mechanical work, repairs, cleaning, or replacing. Three, your home is clean and neat. It's vacuumed, closets clean, desk and tables are clear, furniture is in good repairs, windows are clean. Four, the equipment, machinery, and appliances work well. Your fridge works, your toaster is working, you have a nice working water heater. Five, your clothes make you feel and look great and clean. They don't have wrinkles, you don't have a basket of laundry, torn out stuff that is not fashionably torn, if you know what I mean. Six, my pets and my plants are healthy, so you don't have a dead plant on the side, you don't have a fat dog, you don't have a sick animal at your house, right? So these are all kind of for me to kind of go over. I live in a geographic area that I choose. Like this is, I feel good about where I live. I live in a home, in an apartment. I love in the place that I live in. There's plenty of healthy light around me. I'm not tolerating anything about my home and environment. No. Do you eat normal, minimally processed food, or do you eat junk food? Is your hair the way you watch it when you look at the mirror? Do you go, ugh, I look ugly, right? Do you actually kind of, do people are comfortable in your place? Do you drink plenty of water? Do you consistently up early and easily on time? Do you have anything around your house in storage that you don't need? Are you a hoarder? Are you damaged by your environment? Are you in a place that is not healthy for you? So these questions, as it relates to my physical environment, there are 25 of them. I put X mark on each of them that is a good point. And then, of course, maximum 25 points. And then so what this gives me is some areas to work on. Let's say that one of my questions on my physical environment, it says, I love the home and apartment I live in. And for past a few years, this was not a checkoff because I lived in one of the houses that I meant to renovate and I never did. And I didn't feel a little bit about the house. So that kind of brought my attention from time to time that I wanted to move to a new house. Does that make sense? Same thing. Let's talk about more about emotional being, right? Another 25 questions. I rarely use caffeine or chocolate to ramp up my hype myself up. My cholesterol count is healthy. My blood pressure is healthy. I do not use illegal drugs or misuse prescription medication. I don't rush or use adrenaline to get the job done. This took me a long time to be consciously be aware of that because I am an adrenaline junkie. I like to kind of wait till the last minute. But once I start thinking about these things, I said, hey, maybe there is a better way. I have no habits that I find unacceptable. I use well-made sunglasses, right? So these sound kind of frivolous, but this is going to make sense as we go. On the money, I have questions like this. Let me see. I currently save at least 10% of my income. I pay my bills on time, virtually always. My income sources base is predictable. I have 6 months living expense in a money market type of account. I have excellent medical insurance. My will is up to date and accurate. Now, hear me out. I'm not telling you what I have. For example, I don't have medical insurance. So this is not checked on my schedule, on my calendar, or on my checklist. So this is part of my goal setting, right? So this is like an inventory of where I am. So I want to be as brutal, not brutal, but as honest as I can on all of these areas, relationships. I told my parents in last month that I love them. This has not happened for me. I get along well with my siblings. Yep, that's a check. I get along well with my coworkers slash clients. Yes, that's a check. I tell people how they can satisfy me. That's not a check. I receive enough love from people around me to feel good, right? These are relationships. And so what I'm creating of where I am today so I can condition my brain to bridge the gap. But when I'm doing these things, if I'm feeling like a loser, if I'm judging it, it won't work. So this is what I suggest if you're one of those people who like to beat up on yourself. I suggest get a newsprint. Newsprint is a cheap, big piece of notebook that you can get from an art store. Probably get like an 18 by 24, really nice big size. Get yourself a two of these big different color pens and start dumping these things just like a mind map, right? Where you are today. Put it in the middle and say, my life. And put all the things that you like or all the things that you want to improve in your life. Just dump it in there. Don't put any judgment. And then if you want to spread them or if you want to split them like I'm suggesting you do with the four different areas, use four different pages. So once you actually go for it and then create let's call it an area or a position of where you are now, your now position. You're going to remember, now remember we're not doing any judgment here, but now while you're making this list, you come up with 50 to 60, 70 different items that you want to bring into your life, right? For example, when you have money, what are you going to do with it, right? You want to buy nice clothes. This is on the list. You want to give to your church. this is on the list. You want to do, you know, you want to travel, this is on the list. So instead of you're just trying to work your money, this is kind of a, like a wise list that everybody's keep telling you about. You got to have a strong why. You're going to have a strong why, right? So you're essentially making a shopping list for yourself, for your own qualities on these areas of your life. So on what will happen is, so you're going to end up with a list that's where you are right now. While you're working on that, you're already kind of clarifying on where you want to be. So there is a second part of you that is emerges while you're doing this list. When we're going to the goal getting part, that we're going to tap into that part. But what you're reaching or what where your this list is coming from is essentially your true self is calling you into that direction. Right? So for this reason, when you're creating your goals, when people say you have to write your goals, this is why they want you to write your goals. So you can focus, because your brain is processing thousands of different ideas and thoughts simultaneously, but you're only focusing on one thing at a time. So if you're writing these things down, as you're writing them, you're just kind of telling your brain that this is important for me. Now, it's the same reason why when you hear gurus talk about deadlines. There is something to do deadline to kind of, because we humans tend to be kind of on the lazier side. But I usually do a single deadline for per year. So rather than say I'm going to earn $10,000 next month, which I may or may not get to, I say, you know, I'm going to earn $1 million this year. And then, you know, hey, if I won the lottery in the December 20th, I still reach my goal, right? So we're creating your other self. We're pulling you. So what you want to do is you want to think in those terms of that person now. So we're kind of, you made a list of where you are. While you're making the list of where you are, you also clarify where you want to be. So make a list of that. In other words, oftentimes, my clients, when they're working, they use the same questionnaire that we use because it has 100 items. But since at this moment that you don't have access to that, what you want to do is you want to kind of think in terms of this language is really important. If I was to reach all these goals that I want, what kind of a person would I be? I'm writing it too. If I was to reach all these goals that I want, what kind of a person would I be? Next, you have to stop. What I mean by stop is stop meditation, quietness. You cannot ask a question and receive the answer simultaneously, right? While I'm talking, I cannot hear you. Well, you're on mute, but I can't hear you anyway, right? So what you're looking for is you're trying to trigger, not trigger, your brain is always working. You're putting your brain to work for you. You're putting the brain to work on your behalf. So you know where you are. And now you go, if I was to reach all these goals that I want, what kind of a person would I be? And you sit there and think about the qualities of that person. You don't have to write this down, but you have to feel it in your body. So it may take 5 minutes, it may take 10 minutes, it may take 30 seconds, it may take 1 second. That is irrelevant. But what happens, what will happen, is there will be a shift in yourself. If you will reach a feeling of ability. Yeah, we can do that. It will just come in your brain. So what you don't want to do is not fight that, because what's happening is your true self is checking in with you. It's like surfing. When the ocean comes and gets your surf, you can just chill out because ocean is going to have a wave. So that's what you're working for. You're working with your true self, with your whole brain. And so when that, what kind of a person would I be? The answer to that is going to get you a whole bunch of qualities that's in your mind. Oh, yeah, good time management. Or, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a lot of money. I have this. I have that. And so that's kind of a visualization practice. You want to feel that in you, in your physical body. Not wishful, oh, yeah, that would be really nice. I guess I could go to the beach. I'm talking about really having it. And when you embody those thought processes, when you embody that feelings and your brain is triggered, now you have to write a whole bunch of things down. Because your brain is going to say, oh, do this, do that, call Turk, learn this and do that. And, oh, yeah, join the Facebook group or make an offer, order business cards, do this, do that. And you'll notice that a whole bunch of these things will come. What I suggest is apply these things on each of these four areas as well, or not. It really doesn't matter. But what you just gave yourself is a true task list. Now, if you want to go back to the other way of doing it, is like go back to after that and say, okay, I want to earn $250,000. That's equal to $20,000 a month. And then that means that I have to do $4,000 or $5,000 a week. And you can certainly do it that way too. But before doing it the old school way, pretty please with sugar on top. Try it this way. And I promise you that it's going to work really good. Now I'm going to, that was about half an hour of flow time. I'm going to unmute you unless you guys are still watching game shows on the background. Then I'll meet you back. And then let's do some exercises with you if you want to. Stand by for 1 second. Let me get my fat fingers on these buttons. There you are. Good evening, everyone. Now I can hear you. All right. Let's get some questions. Do you have any questions about what we...
Hey, Turk, where can we find this list that you mentioned of questions, the self-inventory questions?
Just shoot me an email and I'll send you a copy of it. It's a PDF document.
Thank you.
And with this copy of it, please do not share it with others. This is part of my other business that Larry's hired me to do so. He paid for this, but please don't make it public. It's just for your use.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have my email?
Could you please give it to us again?
Yeah, of course. It's Turk, T-U-R-K, at cheerfulventures.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a really awesome list. I use this with my clients, and they really love it. It's a really good roadmap.
Turk, can you repeat that, please?
Which one?
The email. I missed the first 15 minutes of the call.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to go back and listen to the recording.
My email is Turk, T-U-R-K. That's my first name.
Okay.
At cheerfulventures.com. And then, if you know, first time you can get a hold of me through there, you can certainly get a hold of me through there.
Okay, is that cheerfulventures.com?
That's exactly right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any questions? Come on, let's do some goal setting with one of you. Who has big goals? Let's do that.
Well, the goals that you were talking about is the goals that I had been working on anyway. So far as goals is setting, improving other things outside of just looking for money.
Well, looking for money is a good goal.
Well, no, I'm just, no, I said outside of just looking, looking for money.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I know that's a part of it, but you also need to work on yourself as well.
Right, yeah, and that's not a solution. Just so you, if you don't work on the others, the money doesn't come anyway.
Right.
And I guess one can win the lottery, but then it doesn't stay. So I don't, like in the old days, I used to set goals, right? In other words, and I still do, right? So I have a full list of things, but I look at it as a project that I want to do. Right, rather than sitting down, I mean, I do this list, right? It's very little of it is day to day because what I want changes. And the thought process is, right, if you don't have real estate, your first goal probably is to get a deal, right? Now, once you get your first deal, it's kind of your immediately, as soon as your deal is done, your goal just changed from get a property to not lose a property, right? And then it's like, okay, as soon as you sell the money or sell the deal or flip the house, immediately, as soon as the house is sold, you have the next goal. Oh, I gotta get another property. So we're all in the old school, we're taught that the goals are like a dead end street. You reach it and then you're done. But I realize that we're not done. No goal ever stops. As soon as you reach the goal, you're happy for about a minute. 5 minutes tops. And then we want something else. And that's nature's way, right? And so the goal setting in the old school was like very rigid, very strict. And so now it's not about where I need to go. I want to go through and I want to enjoy the process of getting there as well. Anyone else? Any questions about goal setting or how to apply it to real estate or other part of your life?
Turk, how often do you reevaluate your goals? Is it simply driven by you achieve one and then you add another one to the list, or do you sit down monthly, every 2 months? What's kind of your process with that?
Right. Okay. So I'll give you my routine of kind of how that works. Inventory is I do quarterly. So it's 100 questions, 25 questions each, right, of four areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of none of that is specifics. Okay, so it doesn't have $10,000 a month. It doesn't have, tell wife I love you every day, right? So this is kind of all these general things. But the specifics of it, so, for example, one of my goals this year is to buy another commercial property, right? So that's on a yearly goal. So I have a big task list of the things that I want to do in this year, right? That's my 2017 list, if you will, right? On that, it has all these things, buy a commercial property. Increase the net worth to $2 million. Launch this product. Travel to these three destinations. Learn kiteboarding. Learn sailing. Learn Spanish. Do this, do that. So I have a whole list of things that I want to do this year. So that's kind of a goal list. I check that I check it once a month. So every beginning of the month, so December, month of December, I look at my list of things to do, right? Give me 1 second. I'll tell you my goals for the month of December. Plan 2018, close the year, contribute/donate, start 2018 calendar, find out about Goldman, organize and recreate all forms. get a new lease for one of my properties, mulatto one of the properties, shop for selling spot because I'm going to go selling in January, empty the garage, book lodging for selling trip, get all recordings from Larry Goins, send Goldman's info, find out why CPI charged me more. Okay, so these are my goals, tasks for December of this month. I looked at it. Now, if you notice, some of these, for example, get a new lease or book lodging and all that, those are for my next year goals. They just come to this one. So when I'm looking at my 2018 goals, I have a whole bunch of them. But the first of the month, I look at my all my stuff that I wanted to do, and I bring it to the month that I want it done. So, does that make sense?
It does, yes.
So at the beginning of the month, I put all these things. I may or may not get to them, and then whatever I don't get to it, now it's going to transfer to January, to the next month. And then I go back to my annual stuff, the biggest, and I'm going to be able to go, oh, yeah, I did this, or I'm going to plan my vacation. Now, if I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to go to two beach locations, right, well, I'd like to do one of them in the winter because it's really cold, right? And the other one is maybe I want to do it when it's not too hot. So I can just plan those things, if that makes sense.
It does,
How do you keep track of this? Is it a journal or
yes,
is that a map on the wall?
I'm a journaler. I tried electronic, I tried online, I tried Palm Pilot, I tried iPhone, and I go back always to the same thing. 200-page Michele's grid book in a pen.
Mm-hmm.
I think in January I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to check with Larry to see if we can turn these into a webinar. Because I could show you my notebook. Because everyone who sees it falls in love with it.
Yeah.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you guys email Larry and all? Say, hey, we want webinars with Turk and see if we can get him to do it.
Okay. Hey, Turk, I tried to email you and it said it was in an error. Can you spell it, that email address out for me, please?
Will you spell it correctly?
I put it in there and it said it was an error.
Let me ask you this. Oh, Olga, I got your email. And Corey, got your email. All right, cool. You guys are fast. T, okay, I'll spell it to you the military style. T as in, well, you know my name, right? Turk, T-U-R-K.
Right.
At Cheerful Ventures, Charlie, Hotel, Echo, Romeo, Foxtrot, Uniform, Lima, Victor, Echo, November, Tango, Uniform, Romeo, Echo, Sam.com. That's how you know I served.
I'm still saying it.
Well, maybe it's your email because I'm getting other people's. All right.
Well, I guess it is.
Or,
Malcolm,
bless you. Say that.
It's saying the field is not recognized, but I'll keep trying.
Okay. Yeah. All right, anyone else?
Hey, Turk.
Hi.
It's not a question, it's just a comment.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to tell you a great thank you, huge appreciation for the books and ideas that were planted back in the summer, Tolga. It led me to so many amazing people and so many amazing books and discoveries and transformations that outside of the whole real estate thing, the life just changed to the level that would not believe. So those things that you do are amazing and fantastic, and they lead to other books and to other people and to other discoveries. So I will just say thank you.
Well, Olga, thank you very much. I really appreciate your feedback. I appreciate your appreciation. Yeah, these calls are a win.
Well, it's the messages inside that sometimes when you tune to, you hear, not probably always, not every time, but when you look for answers and you pose the question, they do come from, and you're one of those messengers, and that's just fantastic that you came at least to my life. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Good to be service. All right. Paula, I got your email too. I see it.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to getting the list. I really want to get busy on that. I think it's going to give me some good direction.
Yes, it's really good. I like it. It's one of my favorite things. I come across it back in 2005, 2006. I've been using it. It's been really helpful. I've updated since a few times. You know, in the old days, it was talking about the facsimiles and stuff. So
yeah.
Emails now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyone else want to talk about any real estate or goal setting or anything of those?
No. Everything that you do, Turk, is very helpful. It has enlightened me about a lot of things. And I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. So our next call is on the 18th. I will. The week of Christmas, maybe a little bit before Christmas. So what I like to do is I was thinking goal setting. So do you guys have any specific questions about goal setting? You understand that you want to write this, right? I mean, I was talking about cliches, but when I say cliches, I mean that I'm assuming that you actually know that you must write your goals to some piece of paper. That's like a must-do thing. It really makes a big difference. And the second thing is, go ahead.
Go ahead. What I want to ask you, do you use an organizing system, Turk?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Did you actually start your own organization as far as how you organize, or did you get it from other people that write books?
I combined it to a way that works for me.
Okay.
So if you get the recordings, I shared on one of the recordings early on, maybe about 5-6 months ago, we titled that conversation Time Management. On that, I describe my notebook and how I keep a record of my tasks.
Right. Also, how soon these conference calls be on that the email or the website for you to be able to listen to the conference calls?
As far as they're ready next day.
Yeah, when they're ready, whenever we had a conference calls, when are they ready so you can get access to them to listen to them?
Next day.
Tomorrow
morning, Candice will make this available.
Yeah. Okay.
Or, you know, whoever. I you know, Candice is my go-to person, so it may be Jeffrey or it may be somebody. Some magical person does it, but, you know, I don't know who does it, but they're available for you guys, the Inner Circle students, to have access.
I finally got that email to go through, Turk. Did you get it?
Stand by.
Yeah, when I kept telling you, I kept getting the error.
Cassandra.
Yes.
Yep, I see it right here. Boom.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else? Cool.
No, I don't have anything else.
So what we can do then is what I was thinking. Let's talk about this goal getting on the next one. Hopefully you set your goals. Please spend some time. I say this a few times already. I don't know how many of you are on this call for the first time. But if you're not meditating every day, you're just doing it the wrong way. Wrong is a strong language. Let's just say it the harder way. Right? So that's like the number one time management tool that I can suggest. If you're on Facebook and if you're on social media, please subscribe to my Instagram feed. It's hashtag Total Self-Help. Hashtag Total Self-Help. You'll be able to find me from there.
You said Total Self-Help?
That's right.
Okay.
And those that I usually send out like once a day, Monday through Friday, some positive affirmations kind of a thing. A lot of people find those helpful to stay organized. But on the 18th, let's talk about goal getting. So we'll put the things on, I can kind of work on my book and how do we go from these lists and how do we integrate those things into day-to-day actions. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me too.
Sounds
Anyone
good.
Else?
Sounds good.
So if you don't have anything else, let's close it up. But if you have something that's pressing, now would be a good time to talk. Cool.
Okay.
In that case, again, my name is Turk Akbar. I'm the founder of Subliminal Coaching and Total Self-Help. This is a service that's provided to you, my services, paid and provided to you by Larry Goins for you being Inner Circle students. We do these calls twice a month, first and third Monday of each month, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can easily find me on social media at hashtag Turkism or hashtag Total Self-Help. I really appreciate you actually listening to me. And the questions that you bring is helpful for all of us, the whole community that we serve. If I don't talk to you between now and the next time, or next time I reach you, Merry Christmas if you celebrate, or Hanukkah, or Festivus, whatever is your choice of holiday. I hope 2017 was a good year for you, and 2018 is going to be a better year. I can promise
yes.
you that. With that, let's close out. Good night, everyone.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Good night. Good night.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.